This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, will conclude with snan on the auspicious occasion of Mahashivratri today. Pilgrims from across the country have been taking a holy dip at the Sangam and other ghats in Prayagraj since early this morning. The Mahakumbh Mela, which began on the 13th of January, has drawn over 64 crore 60 lakh visitors so far over 6 weeks, making it the largest gathering of humanity in the world. Special arrangements have been made by the authorities to ensure that the event is safe, secure and memorable. Security personnel remained on high alert, closely monitoring the swelling crowds at Mahakumbh Nagar and various ghats. Railway stations, roads and entry points to the city witnessed a constant influx of devotees. Railway has operated more than 115 outward trains from various stations of Prayagraj till 9 a.m. today for the convenience of the Mahakumbh devotees returning home after taking a dip in the Sangam on the occasion of Mahashivratri. The Railway Ministry said around 6 lakh passengers travelled in these trains. The Ministry said special arrangements have been made to run additional trains after the Mahashivratri snan and extra rakes have been stationed near Prayagraj for use. Railway will operate more than 350 trains from Prayagraj today. Holding areas near Prayagraj Junction railway station are fully operational for the convenience of passengers. The festival of Mahashivratri is being observed today. Devotees are thronging all major temples on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to countrymen on the auspicious occasion. In Madhya Pradesh, long queues of devotees at Jyotirlings Mahakaleshwar and Omkareshwar are being seen since early morning today. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has said, Akashvani has always played a major role in connecting people with the country's culture and takes its responsibility as a public broadcaster very seriously. In his message on the final day of Mahakumbh, Mr. Sehgal said throughout its 48-day broadcast, Akashvani's Kumbhvani channel touched a lot of people. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi commended the efforts of Akashvani's Kumbhvani channel in its coverage of Mahakumbh. Mr. Dwivedi remarked that both the Mahakumbh and Kumbhvani journeys are unforgettable and hold a divine place in the hearts of millions. In Bihar, the expansion of Nitish Kumar-led cabinet is likely to be held this evening. Several new ministers are likely to be administered the oath of office at a ceremony at Raj Bhavan in Patna. Earlier today, in a sudden political development, Revenue and Land Reforms Minister Dr. Dilip Kumar Jaiswal tendered his resignation from the post. Dr. Jaiswal is also the chief of state BJP and it has been said that he has resigned from his post to pave the way for cabinet expansion. Dr. Jaiswal has also tendered his resignation as per party policy of one person, one post. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi visited the 3rd Division of the French Army at France's Gontaume Fort in Marseille. General Dwivedi, who is on a 4-day official visit to France, was also briefed on the role of the division and the future roadmap of joint training between India and France, including Exercise Shakti, which is scheduled to be held in France later this year. Ukraine and the United States have agreed on a framework for a broad economic deal, including the extraction of rare earth minerals. According to Ukrainian officials, who spoke on condition of anonymity, Kiev hopes the agreement will help secure continued U.S. military support, which Ukraine urgently needs. There was an immediate response from the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump. However, Mr. Trump told reporters that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will travel to Washington on Friday to sign a very big deal. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, England will face Afghanistan in a crucial Group B encounter at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore, Pakistan, this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. The highly anticipated clash is a do-or-die contest, as the losing team will be eliminated from the tournament. Both England and Afghanistan lost their opening matches and sit at the bottom of Group B without any points. And with that, we end this news bulletin.